So go ahead and settle into your posture if you haven't already. This is going to be a meditation on what Tai calls realizing the unity of body, mind, and breath. I would say it could be more like an exploration of how mind and objects of mind are structured. They're structured a certain way, and that structure is a little bit flexible. And that's something that you can see through exploring awareness of the breath, which this is going to be an extension of kind of 1 through 4 of these exercises in the Sutra on mindful breathing. So, first thing though is just settle into your posture. See if you can find some kind of combination of groundedness and uprightness, wakefulness. And once upon a time, I don't know if he always did it, but Tai would recommend awareness of the breath at the nose. For increasing wakefulness and in the belly for increasing groundedness as a kind of choose your own adventure, depending on what you need in a given sitting meditation session. And this meditation will employ both of them, but what it will employ first and foremost is your capacity to engage meaningfully with this moment, whatever it is, and without even picking out anything in particular, body or mind, see if you can just engage with what's happening right now with, I don't know, take your pick, kindness. Appreciation. If there's anything in this moment that you would call unpleasant or painful or suffering, you could use a word like compassion or steadfastness. Just make this moment an expression of your kind of desire to have moments worth having. This is not some kind of dry military exercise. So even when the mind is being trained in a fairly dry and technical way, it's still an expression of something. It's not just so you can learn how to do a barrel roll or whatever. So see if with that in mind, you can start to bring your attention to the sensations of the breath at the nose. And if you were to frame this as an expression of something like kindness or generosity, you could say something like you're offering yourself the gift of simplicity for a little bit. for the rest of our meditation session here. And this is the simplicity of just experiencing the sensations of the breath at the openings of the nostrils. And I'd like to recommend two words, a word for the in-breath and the word for the out-breath. And those words are going to be just this, just this, just these sensations here. But it's important for this meditation to use the word this. Although the word this is a very peculiar word in relation to all of the action that's happening at the tip of the nose, because this is referring to something different in every moment. Nonetheless, it can be called this. So we'll take a few breaths here to establish a kind of friendly interest in this and that word. Are those two words, just this, is not are not intended to be a slap in the face to any other activity of mind that's going on. So other activity, so-called distractions, agitation of mind, etc., still get friendly recognition when they intervene. But we're kind of plotting a course, setting a direction, namely towards increased interest, curiosity, engagement with this curious thing happening at the tip of the nose. Now, if you're like most people at most moments, one of your nostrils is presently more open and active than the other. Which means that the sensations at the tip of the nose are asymmetrical. In fact, generally, bodies are asymmetrical. But again, the word this does not struggle with that asymmetry. So, for instance, if you say, I am practicing awareness of breathing at the tip of the nose, but some of these sensations you could say are not sensations of breath. What about those sensations around like the outside edges of the nostrils? Or let's say that one nostril was completely plugged. There's no air flowing through it. My point is that the this of breath meditation, even at a very precise spot like the tip of the nose, is a kind of a rough and tumble kind of thing. Not exactly even a thing, but it can still be called this, and it can still be enjoyed as the site of simplicity. Of connection to the present moment. Still have our words, even if this is a peculiar kind of thing, we're still just having just this. Do not put yourself in conflict with the peculiarity of this. You can smile to this if you like. Oh, this, you are a peculiar phenomenon. Now, without having the idea of departing from the breath or departing from anything at all, we'll slowly expand this, let's say, to include all the sensations of the face. Make your face the size of one nostril. Or the other way around. Why should there be any trouble with the richness, the diversity, the asymmetry of a whole face compared to the tip of the nose? There shouldn't be. Whole head. So that's the whole head. From the top of the head to the base of the neck. Top of the head to the diaphragm. We won't do the arms yet. So just the head, the neck and throat, kind of heart and lungs. And the upper back. And we'll go from the shoulders down to the tips of the fingers as well. So the whole kind of upper half of the body from the from at least one traditional division point, which is the diaphragm. But it's just this. And see if you can put an emphasis on wakefulness here, kind of vividness of awareness. Go ahead and drop everything for a second. And we're going to start over with the sensations of the breath and the belly. Pick your spot. The traditional spot is about 3 finger widths below the belly button. We have the same distance maybe inside the belly. Now, this one's even more interesting because it's hard to say what this is. All you need to know is that it's the spot that you pay attention to the sensations of the breath and the belly. To find that spot and enjoy the simplicity of just being in touch with that spot, of being alive and having such a spot to be in touch with. And our words are going to be the same, just this. And if we follow Tai's recommendation, you could put a little bit of an extra emphasis on a sense of settling here in the lower body. Certainly, at the very least, a sense of relaxing the belly. And whatever this is, we're going to expand it to the whole belly, up to the diaphragm, and including the low back. There are aspects of your experience, sensations that bring up unpleasant Vedana or emotions of any kind. They all get treated with the same friendliness, kindness, compassion, whatever you've got on tap. Without necessarily needing to carve things up into anything more complicated than this. We'll extend that this down to your buttocks, including all of the inner workings of the pelvis, sexual organs, organs of elimination. Again, maybe with an emphasis on settling, of relaxing. And go ahead and extend that this down the legs and all the way to the feet, all the way to the tips of the toes. This being the whole lower body now, and again with a sense of settling, of relaxation. And we'll do the whole body. Both thises into one this. Without ever having to say that it is something other than the breathing. If it's broken apart by the discriminating mind, spatially, we call it a body with different parts. If it's broken apart temporally, we call it a breath with an in-breath and an out-breath. But for the moment, it's just this.